You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here now from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's start in the Southern Plains. I know Texas, to begin with, has had an awful lot of rain. What kinds of conditions are happening there, and do we have concerns?
Well, I think there is a little bit of concern because the mere frequency of rain has been very high in some of the wheat country there from parts of Oklahoma and Texas. And I think the majority of the crop is probably far enough along in the harvest, actually, in the far south, that perhaps it's not going to have a huge impact other than just delaying field work. But with that said, there is certainly enough moisture here that grain quality is going to be slipping lower in some of the minor wheat-producing areas in central Texas. Now, the true hard red winter wheat production area is probably not seeing a high enough level of rain frequency and intensity to really seriously hurt that crop. But it is being impacted, and certainly dry weather is needed. We are going to see dry weather evolve starting on the weekend, and we'll probably see dry and warm weather through the weekend and next week as well. That should put us back on track here for at least protecting the crop, but a small portion of it may be hurt. Now, the Central Plains, weather conditions are really very good. Not much precipitation will occur now for a while. They've had plenty. They definitely have some wet weather disease going on there, but it looks like good maturation conditions will occur over the coming week there.
And then move into the Corn Belt, where southeastern Illinois, along with Indiana, Ohio, had been behind, though it appears that they've caught up in the last week.
Well, it looks like the lower Midwest in general is probably going to see less frequent, less significant rainfall. We've seen this trend already for the past 30 days. The percentage of normal precipitation in May was way below average in much of this region, but we had so much coolness around, we couldn't dry down sufficiently. We also had small weather systems coming and going through the region fairly often, creating the problem of delayed field work. But as you mentioned, we've come around now, and we are caught up. And the situation is mostly good at the moment, but with the lighter precipitation coming up over the coming week, much of the lower Midwest will probably see that ground firm even more, and eventually we'll start talking about the need for rain, but that's probably not something that will happen for another week, a week and a half. And in the meantime, the northern parts of the Midwest will see a regular occurrence of shower and thunderstorm activity. There'll be plenty wet across the Great Lakes region, but since most of the fieldwork is winding down now, the impact of that is not going to be very great outside of some spraying activity.
And finally, let's flip on over to the other side of the planet, where they raise the second largest corn crop on the globe. That would be in China. What kind of conditions there?
Conditions were fairly good for quite a while, but we slipped into a dry mode here not too long ago across what they call the North China Plain, which is one of the two most important corn and soybean producing areas in that country. And it really got very dry there for a little while. Now, the southern part of this dry region got some relief this past weekend, and it looks like the northern portion of the dry area is going to get some relief here over the next few days. And if that does occur as advertised, they should be back on track again without any loss in production potential. Most of China has had just ideal weather since the middle of winter, and most of their corn and soybeans are off to a good start. The rapeseed and winter wheat have likely yielded very well, so a lot of big crops likely to come out of that country from this particular growing season.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too, Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.